You know, at the beginning of the month, we told you that October was going to be rocky for the markets, and it was. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 31st day of October. Happy Halloween, everybody. We'll dissect the worst month for the S&P 500 since 2011 in just a minute or two. Also today, Denny's stock shoots up. We'll share why. L.L. Bean wants to sell more stuff to Canadians. General Motors is into cost-cutting to increase profits, and we'll tell you where they're going to be cutting. Eat your cereal, or not. Kellogg's has some issues. Dear America, you've got a bad habit and it's getting worse, and we'll tell you about it. Think reimagined. Walmart. Experience. Windsor Heights. Those stories. And we're talking trash with Tony Colosimo. And then a visit with former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who's back in the state campaigning for fresh faces for the Iowa legislature and the United States Congress. Stay with us. We got a packed day. The business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. We have lots going on today. Let's get right into it. Stocks rose sharply today on Halloween and the last trading day of the month. There were strong earnings from General Motors and Facebook, but the major averages still posted deep October losses. The Dow surged today by more than 241 points, led by Visa and Goldman Sachs, the S&P 500. That gained over 1% as communication services outperformed. The NASDAQ advanced by over 2%. Equities, of course, have been under pressure all month long amid renewed concern over U.S.-China trade, rising interest rates, and worries about the slowing corporate earnings growth. And shall we not forget about the midterm elections. For October, the S&P 500 broke below its 200-day moving average. Coming up, we'll share all the numbers in the Wall Street Report. Well, calling it a cost savings program, it's been announced that Denny's will sell most of its remaining company-owned stores over the next 18 months. And of course, Denny's stock shot up today. The company intends to sell between 90 and 125 restaurants in order to bring its total franchised locations to between 95 and 97%. About 89% of Denny's restaurants are currently owned by franchisees. In addition, the company expects to earn about $30 million from the sale, and the proceeds then will be reallocated towards purchasing higher quality real estate. Investors, well, they kind of liked what they heard, and shares of the company surged by more than 25% in midday trading before closing up 23% at $17.49 a share. L.L. Bean wants to sell more parkas, sweaters, flannel, and mittens in Canada as part of its strategy for a return to sales growth. The 106-year-old retailer's boots and other products will be sold in 24 stores in Canada this holiday season and in L.L. Bean-branded stores opening over the next decade. The company has also launched a dedicated Canadian website that smooths out duties and currency fluctuations. The deal inked last week makes sense because L.L. Bean has a strong customer base in Canada, and its cold weather gear and outdoor focus would seem to be a pretty doggone good fit. Maine-based L.L. Bean is coming off of 3 years of flat sales and a difficult era of belt tightening that included a reduction in workforce, a tightening of its generous return policy, and paring of product lines to refocus on the company's outdoor roots. The company sees international sales as a small but important part of its growth. And by the way, L.L. Bean already owns 28 stores, a call center, and a distribution center in Japan, where it's operated since 1992. Meanwhile, Canada is a tenth the size of the U.S. market, but the partnership carries the potential for L.L. Bean to jumpstart sales in a very comparable market. All told, Canada currently accounts for only about 2% of Bean's annual sales, but the company hopes to double that in 3 to 4 years, and being on the ground in Canada will help that. Well, the economy is roaring, unless, that is, you are in the crosshairs of cost-cutting. Today, General Motors said it plans to cut its North American salaried workforce, starting with voluntary buyout offers, but resorting to layoffs if necessary. The automaker began notifying employees of the cost-cutting move as it reported third-quarter profits that beat Wall Street expectations. GM, however, has had to cut its forecast for automotive cash flow, and for the first 9 months of 2018 has burned $300 million in cash in its core auto operations as costs for steel and other commodities have risen. In a statement, the automaker said it will consider involuntary layoffs after they see the results of the voluntary program and other cost reduction efforts. Meanwhile, rival Ford Motor Company has also said it plans to cut its salaried staff. Well, Americans, it would seem, are not eating their cereal. Shame on you, by the way. Kellogg stock plunged after the company cut its profit forecast and reported a decline in U.S. breakfast foods. And that is all underscoring the difficult road that packaged food companies are facing as consumers' tastes change. However, the company is trying to assure investors that its cereal business will turn around. How are they going to do that? Well, by focusing more on healthier products and by spending more on marketing and advertising. So let this be a lesson for you, Small Bear. When times are lean, that is the best time to increase your marketing and R&D so you don't lose more market share. Kellogg's lost more than 8% today, which, by the way, wiped out any gains they were able to achieve so far this year. Well, there is no other way to put this. The United States has a major problem on its hands, and it just keeps getting worse, even when the economy and jobs are running hot. So what's the problem? That's the ballooning budget shortfall, fueled by tax cuts, spending hikes, and an aging population. It's all driving the U.S. Treasury to raise its long-term debt to $83 billion from $78 billion 3 months earlier than planned. The need for the Treasury to raise auction sizes for a fourth straight quarter is also partially driven by the Federal Reserve's decision not to replace some of its Treasury holdings when they mature as it winds down crisis-era stimulus measures. The debt issuance at this quarterly refund beats the previous record of $81 billion set by former Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner in 2009. Now, think about that. That was when the U.S. was recovering from the Great Recession. This time, borrowing is surging as the economy hums along at a 3.5% annual growth rate and unemployment is near a half-century low. In other words, we're dangerously out of whack, and that is being noticed by economists. Waning support for U.S. government debt from the Fed combined with Trump's deficit spending policies are weighing in on the debt load he inherited from Barack Obama. In Trump's first full fiscal year, the U.S. budget deficit grew to $779 billion. That's the highest level since 2012, despite having an economy which Trump budget director Mick Mulvaney last week called a Goldilocks moment of unemployment and continued price growth. Well, this is a big story for one tiny community in the Des Moines Metro. Earlier last week, officials with Colby Interest discussed with us the Walmart reimagined concept being discussed in Windsor Heights. The concept seeks to amplify the shopper experience with a total redesign of the area. Now, the plan would transform Walmart's parking lot into a walkable town center with a focus on local food vendors, local and national retail tenants, and green space. The existing Walmart and Sam's Club would remain, but we're trying to figure out exactly where everybody's going to park, right? Meanwhile, the city of Windsor Heights is attempting to get a buy-in to create a bicycle hub near where the old Sears Auto Center is. That space has been abandoned for years. Once again, the reason behind all of this is an attempt to offer consumers a much better experience. And that should also be a lesson to any retail center anywhere. It's all about quality and the experience. That's what consumers are seeking. Taking a look at the numbers for today, the Dow was up those 241 points, led by Visa and Goldman Sachs, bringing its two-day gain to nearly 650 points. The S&P 500 added 1.1% as consumer discretionary spending and energy outperformed. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, advanced by 2% briefly climbed out of correction territory. Still, the major averages posted big losses for the month. The S&P 500 lost 6.9%. That's its biggest one-month slide since September of 2011. The Dow dropped by 5.1% to post its biggest monthly fall since January of 2016, and the NASDAQ plunged 9.2%, its largest monthly pullback since November of 2008. And you remember that year, right? At the bell, the Dow settled the month of October at 25,115, the S&P 500 ended at 27,11, and the NASDAQ finished the month at 73,05. Gold, well, that lost ground again today, off by $8.70 to end the trade at $1,216.60. Oil was off $1.18 today, coasting down to $64.90 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note bumped up to 3.13%. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk trash and recycling with Tony Colosimo of Sparta Waste. What he has to share will shock you. We really think it will. What happens after you recycle your stuff? Well, according to Tony, it usually ends up in the landfill anyway. Tony Colosimo returns to the Business News Hour next.